you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Hey there, it's Big Party here, and welcome to the Big Party Morning Show podcast in Omaha, Channel 94.1 FM, KQCH. Thanks for joining us today. Talked about a lot and covered a whole lot, actually, for Cinco de Mayo Day. So enjoy it, sit back, and enjoy the show. And also, don't forget to check us out and message us on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Big Party Show. Okay, thank you, and enjoy the podcast.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The man accused of killing Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy Mark Burbridge is waived extradition and heading back to Iowa. He went in front of a judge yesterday. This was his second court appearance in Douglas County. He's accused of killing not only Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy Mark Burbridge, but also attacking two other deputies. So he will be facing charges in Iowa. And the South Omaha Cinco de Mayo Festival gets started today. Runs through Sunday. The parade is tomorrow, 10 a.m., 24th Street, down in South Omaha. And there's going to be food, music, rides all weekend, 24th Street from L to P. So admission is free. Get on out there and celebrate.
You're going to be down there?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about going there and having some margaritas and relaxing. People watching.
Oh, yeah. Concerts. It's all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah. Today I want to make a little festival food or whatever you want to call it today at home. Like enchiladas or something. I'm like looking at it now. I'm like, how do I make...
I love it. You're looking at it now.
Dairy-free enchiladas.
He's like, so if you could keep it down... That would be great because I'm looking up good enchilada recipes. Yeah. One thing that you're going to have to keep an eye on, though, avocado prices.
I saw that. What is the deal with that?
So they're up as much as 55% in some cases. So I guess they're saying the average avocado costs about $1.43. The jump in cost is due to a number of factors, including increased demand. More people are eating the very heart-healthy fat food.
Well, we saw the
and,
Super Bowl ad.
The weather.
They got to pay for the Super Bowl ads, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Avocados. Yeah.
Don't they all get grown in California?
Yeah, California, Mexico. I mean, there's a lot of... But I guess the weather has been another factor, but it's... I'm just saying. If you want to make some fresh guacamole or you're going to use avocado with any of your Cinco de Mayo...
It's going to cost a dime more.
Yeah, it's going to cost a
little
bit more.
Why don't you invite
your neighbor over? You know what? He might be having a big celebration. I haven't even...
You're always speaking through your fence.
Yeah.
Didn't you build up a mean privacy fence?
There's a on one side I did. But I just only just because I'm trying to finish the damn fence, you know.
How do you put up a dividing fence without offending your neighbor? Like
that
in
is
any
a good
kind
question.
Of scenario. Like you kind of look over at him as the fence is going up, as the wall is going up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. I'm completing the space.
Well, and he's like, yeah, I get it. You don't like my kids, do you?
Get this. All right, so I can only put so much of those wood slats in my vehicle. Mm-hmm. So I'm only doing sections at a time. So imagine how that felt on his side when I get three sections down and then two done and I still have seven more sections to do. And I'm slowly... I don't know. I'm just dragging out
now
the
Now, my
vein,
question is...
He probably calls you Trump.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Building your
wall. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay
now,
for my wall.
Now, fence etiquette. How are you building the fence? Are you building it where it looks smooth on your side or it looks smooth on his side?
It's on both sides. There's only one... You know how some privacy fences have slats on both sides and it, you know,
right.
just kind of jagged.
Okay, so you're doing it that way.
One side has already been done and it's fine, but I decided it looks nicer if we finish this side, my side.
Right.
You know?
But I'm just saying the style of the fence is the alternating slats.
No, it's
Because that's been a big thing. One of our neighbors did that.
Were you offended?
And then all of a sudden, like, the guy that put up the fence put all the inner workings on, you know, like, you're supposed to put the smooth side to your neighbor. Because it's like, hey, that's the polite thing to do. Yeah. Like, I'll keep all the, and they didn't.
Oh, no.
So it's like, oh, well, that was really nice of them. They put up this fence and it's all the, you know, the smooth sides for the guy who put the fence up. It looks really nice in his backyard, I bet.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Your fence is offensive.
It is.
Your fence has been offensive to me. Berkshire Hathaway shareholders flying in from all over the globe. They're going to be invading the metro area. It's Berkshire Hathaway weekend. Annual three-day weekend gets kicking off today down at the CenturyLink Center. Wraps up on Sunday. So tomorrow is the big day. Everybody looks forward to. Yahoo's going to be on hand to stream it live once again this year. And Warren Buffett will be addressing the shareholders tomorrow morning down at the CenturyLink.
Lear Jets are here. All the Lear Jets in the land are flying into Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to restaurants, all the rich people. We'll buy all your avocados. We'll take them all.
They could, too,
they
by the way.
Throw them in the trash can on their way out.
I have to warn you, they're very expensive. We'll take them all.
Nothing. Nothing about expensive. I'm a shareholder.
This is a great all the Uber drivers are excited. This is like the best time to be an Uber driver. It's a good time to wait tables. I hope you get some big tips.
Yeah, make some dough.
Another thing going on this weekend, Tuesday is election day in the mayoral and the city council elections. But you can cast your ballot on Saturday. Douglas County Election Commission office at 118th and Burke is going to be open Saturday. That's tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Hundreds of people took advantage of the Saturday voting before last month's primary. So it's going to be a pretty big contest. This is a big deal.
Boy. Plus, you got the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Kentucky Derby, right?
It's a whole lot of...
Your hats and your mint juleps.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but it
almost
feels like a Tyson fight. Like, you put all this effort into it, you shake a tail, because it's over in like a second. They run.
It's kind of like sex, Molly. It's kind of like sex.
Exactly.
But it
like
was worth it. Right? Wasn't it worth
what?
It?
But it's an all-day thing, Molly.
Fun.
Yeah.
I know it's an all-day thing, but I'm saying the actual derby itself, it's like it's an all-day thing. Like, oh, you're getting ready for it. And then it's like...
The all-day is the foreplay. And then the derby's the doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Because you guys are into all day foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like to take it slow.
You can't even say it straight.
What's You're that like, stuff before sex? The pre-sex?
That's the pre-sex stuff. Foreplay.
I took my clothes off.
Yeah.
And now what?
Honey,
there's just...
Honey, are we done with the pre-love? I took my pants off.
The pre-love.
What are you thinking about
that? If I leave my socks on, I'm kind of in a rush.
Can I leave my socks on?
Is that still a faux pas?
It's
socks on? Oh my God. If you've got to ask, I weep for Wylene.
When nothing, the sheets are touching nothing but naked skin except for your feet, that's so weird. Just that alone. Let's say you're in your bed alone, naked with socks on. Doesn't that feel like you're cheating something? It's an affront to somebody
somewhere.
I mean,
if you're naked, you're naked. I mean, there's no...
Yeah, you're right. Naked with socks is weird.
Were you born with socks?
No.
Yes. That was a weird medical condition.
Party was born with sweatpants on.
He's a never nude.
Oh, boy. I'm nude every day. Every night
so,
I'm all nudist.
143rd running of the Kentucky Derby is going to be tomorrow. Churchill Downs. Classic Empire. That's the morning line favorite in the 20-horse field. 4-1.
Where are you on this? You're the show degenerate gambler.
Come on, man.
Give us some...
I don't know. I have anything on it. I don't have anything on it.
Always Dreaming is another one. Then we've got McCracken.
My Kraken?
Irish War Cry. Irish War Cry sounds cool, doesn't that?
You got McCracken?
Irish War Cry.
Irish War Cry is the name of one of them.
Feeling McCracken.
Yeah.
Scratching McCracken.
Scratching McCracken.
Oh, don't, because you know.
Now our boss is going to run in and say that scratch your ass. There's this horse called Harass. And so
annual
he has,
tradition.
The horse is named Harass, so he says, I need to let you know that you need to scratch your ass in the seventh race.
But now we got McCracken. Maybe,
Scratch McCracken.
There's a Phil McCracken's filling in.
Oh, yeah. McCracken's filling in. That's a good one. Look at you.
Look at you.
Oh, my God. I should do a show. Oh,
you should get a show.
I'm going to call it the Big Party Show.
You're adorable.
People can go over to Horseman's Park. I'm sure that's really fun tomorrow.
It's great.
It's all day. It's fun.
Doors open at 8:30 at Horseman's Park tomorrow here in Omaha. So if you're not a towner, look it up, Horseman's Park, if you're looking for something to do after Berkshire stuff or before. Doors open at 8:30 today.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Tomorrow, 8 a.m., the first 1,000 fans tomorrow will receive a free Churchill Downs program.
Oh, very nice.
Ladies, get your hats. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to peak sometime. At least that's what they all tell us. The problem is that you've trying to figure out when you peak in life. Well, scientists think that they have narrowed the scope. If you are looking for when you are the peak of looking your best, especially if you're a woman, sorry, but 20 to 23 is the age range for female peak attractiveness.
What do you think
of that? The guys get it later in life, I guess.
They based it on, and so they had a matrix for how they got these numbers, and they based it on OkCupid's numbers for dating service, and they're like, guys, this is what guys look for. They all fire on attractiveness on dating sites. They said the men look for 20 to 23-year-olds, whereas women are okay with partners, older than them before they turn 30. Yeah. Once women turn 30, they want guys younger.
Okay.
Really?
But guys, no matter how old we are, we want a lady who's 20 to 23.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the gig, right? I mean,
is it part of the gig? Exactly. Whoa. Tell me more about this socks lovemaking.
Yeah. 20 to 23. I have to say, I looked at that like, geez, that's young.
That's very young.
I mean, yeah. Maybe when I was 20 to 23, I don't know.
Right. I was surprised that it was.
I mean, me and Party used to have a line that we used to say to each other. Yeah. This is unofficially. But we said, at what age should we stop dating 20-year-olds? And we said, our rule was, long as we still can.
Yeah, as long as you can.
Yeah, when they stop dating you.
Right.
Right. And I remember that day.
When they stop letting you.
Yes.
Yes, when they stop dating.
We said we were like, at what age should we really stop, you know, even saying, hey, you're too young. I can't even remember. We're like, well, maybe probably, well, we still can, for the love of God. Well, now they don't even see you anymore.
Now
that's the worst. When young girls, they don't even see you. And I don't mean this creepy lechy. I just mean like girls in their like mid-20s, upper 20s now.
Right, yeah.
Their eyes pan across the room. And
they don't
like
even
a piece
pause.
They don't even pause. You're like a piece of furniture.
Yep.
So there is something where you can you can relax a little bit.
Barstool, old guy, barstool, cute guy.
And there is something relaxing, like I can let go. Like I don't have to worry about what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't even see you.
She doesn't care. You just give up. And that kind of sets the mood when you dress to go out. You're just, well, I'll just put on whatever. I'm not going to get noticed anyway.
Everyday sweatpants or all the time swim trunks in case you get pushed in.
Wearing now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just in case. You never know.
These swim trunks are awesome. They look like regular. I'm wearing them all the time.
Molly, if you ladies out there are upset that some of us men don't dress up anymore and we look a little.
It's your fault.
Bam. It's your fault. Stop looking at us.
Hey, stop looking.
Is that what it is?
Stop looking at us.
That's crying.
That's congratulations.
I'm crying.
All right, so peak lady.
Welcome to feeling like a woman.
So the age for peak lady is 20 to 23. What other fun numbers do we have?
Peak creativity was 25. Peak language happens early. Man, your ability to master more than one language peaks at 8.
Because at anything after that, you tend to pick up an accent of your native tongue.
Okay, makes sense.
So from 0 to 8, you're really good. You're a sponge, and you can learn a ton of language without being affected by a base level language. After that, you know, I start to have my southern accent when I do my Spanish. Right. Como se llama el chico?
You have hurt me today. You have hurt me.
I am the southern Spaniard.
The funny thing is that this is a little something to look forward to, though. Now, while peak attractiveness for females may happen at 20 and 23 and peak for guys, I don't know, probably somewhere around
never.
The same, like 30s. I don't, yeah, never. You never peak. You're always at your best.
Oh, yes.
Peak contentment is 38. They say that that's sort of when you feel the most content in your life. Your life partnering made a huge difference, whether you were married. Suggested maximum contentment
at 38,
but it came at, I guess a maximum contentment comes at 42.
But did you do peak lonely? Peak lonely was 35, which
no,
I thought was interesting.
Kind of
I know, but isn't that interesting when they break down peak contentment? Here's how they break it down. So at the age
waiting
of,
for that one,
the age of 38 is peak contentment. At contentment, which means you're okay, you're good,
you're fine, you're happy,
you're
with
content.
Everything.
But the way they break it down, 3 years after being lonely and 6 years before becoming depressed. This is a British study. Britons feel most content with their lives at the age of 38.
Okay.
So they're saying it's 3 years after lonely. At the age of 35, you hit this point where you're like, you've shaken off.
I'm so lonely.
So lonely.
They say at the age of 35, British men felt their loneliest, with 9% of males at that age saying that they have no regular friends. Basically, everybody's gotten married. Everyone's fallen away. You realize you're not a young man anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you come to terms with that. And at 38, you're content.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
But you're still just 6 years before peak depression, which is at the age of 44. They say that is the classic midlife crisis. That's the midlife crisis. You're 44. It hits you that you're old.
Mm-hmm.
That's the medium age is 44. They're saying for men, it probably comes closer to 50. And for women, it's 40. So women's midlife crisis are probably 40. Guys is 50. The median range is 44.
So I look forward to everybody.
I like how they have what I call peak nerd. It's called peak chess.
Hey.
Peak chess is at the age of 31.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm very excited. Okay. Declan's got a lot of time before he hits peak chess.
I'm so
They say the chess players are so smart, it's what they deem cognitive peak. And your cognitive decline begins around 31.
Okay. That's it.
Well,
you're chewing on your pipe. Oh, I'm so smart.
Whatever peak Nobel Prize happens at 59, so you still have all that to look forward to. You could still get the Nobel Prize.
I thought peak creativity was really neat because they broke it down as 25. Peak creativity is 25, and we all might think we're creative, but they had a numeric breakdown. Researchers from Stockholm and Paris tested volunteers aged 4 to 91 for their ability to think up of random sequences of coin tosses. The peak came at 25, whether you can consider a lengthy random coin toss sequence to be the equivalent of being creative is another question. But basically, 25, you're just so, I guess, creative with coming up with something as boring as coin tosses. I mean, don't you agree? Don't you think 25-year-olds are pretty, they're just creative at everything? Even
absolutely.
The most boring idea.
Yeah, it's like that it's that age where it's like you can almost take over the world, you seem like. You know,
it's why they run all the stuff that we griefer make fun of in this office. Like, they always will have, like, a water drinking contest or all these forced health initiatives.
Yeah.
And we groan at it, and it's always some bright-faced 25-year-old who's like, well, let's do this! And they come up with these great ideas.
Great.
Well, I kind of do for terrible source material. Yeah. I'm saying, considering what we give them.
Yes, I would agree.
And our dumb, uncreative minds anymore that poo on everything, come up with nothing. And I'm saying these bright-faced 25-year-olds were like, I'm just working with what you're giving me.
We'll keep it coming. Well, gosh. We're going to post this online. This is interesting. So you can get it at Facebook, Big Party Show. Search it like it, love it.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now. Channel 941.com.
Hello, who's this?
Heather.
Hey, Heather. What can we do for you, dear?
Hey, nothing. I was just calling. You guys were so gracious enough to let me talk about my daughter, Jocelyn. The last time I had spoke with you guys, she had got contacted by The Voice. I don't know if you guys remember the conversation or not. Well, I sent you guys a Facebook link on your Messenger, but she's going to be on Undercover Boss with Darius Rucker.
How does that?
May 12th.
How is that possible to be a? What does she do?
Well, so she's a singer-songwriter here in Omaha, and she does a lot of the open mics here. And so they contacted her. And so basically, she's going to be in the open mic part of it.
And so I guess you can't say what the company is. Like, how will it work for Undercover Boss?
So really, it's not going to be a company. I think Undercover Boss is kind of doing it different, where they're doing celebrities. So Darius Rucker and then Chef Samuelson are going to do two episodes of the show, trying to find talent amongst, like, chefs and music
people. Oh, so I see. So Darius Rucker is going to go undercover
to find musical talent. So he's going to be in Austin.
Wearing, like, Austin. A wig and a bad mustache, and people will be like, are you Hootie?
It was so
no,
funny.
No, I'm the Kevin, night, your boss.
The first night that she was there, she called me, and I'm like, so what are you doing? Because, of course, she didn't really know. And she's like, well, she goes, I'm teaching an old guy how to do an open mic. And I started laughing, and I was like, oh, okay, you know. I didn't kind of get the concept either, but she loved it, and she said the, you know, older gentleman was super, super nice. And so when the big reveal happened at the end of the week, of course, you know, she called me and, you know, told me that she was pretty starstruck that
this old guy turns out to be him. Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
I mean, Darius, that's hysterical.
I wonder if Darius was like, his undercover mode was like, let's do some Hootie and the Blowfish. And she's like, those guys suck.
I don't know, but she definitely knew his Wagon Wheels song. So,
okay.
Well, that's sweet. So when, does it air? When can we see it?
Next Friday, May 12th at 7 p.m. on CBS.
So your call us again next week and remind us, because we forget.
We'll forget tomorrow, actually.
Oh,
it's not even here yet.
Okay.
What's your daughter's name?
Yeah.
Her name is Jocelyn. You can find her on Facebook, Jocelyn Music. Of course, Twitter and Instagram, Jocelyn Music. So she is a part of Midland's music group here in Omaha.
Yeah, they've got that amazing program, right?
Yeah, Tom Ware and Jeff McLean, and so they're just awesome. They have a mentoring program there, and Jeff McLean found Jocelyn when she was 15.
Oh wow!
And so they've just been going at it ever since. So
that's great.
And that's Tom Ware from Warehouse, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. That's congratulations on that. I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty huge to be. I mean, you get spotted. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. He's
all right.
Going back to Los Angeles and back and forth and playing at the Whiskey a Go Go.
Whiskey a Go Go.
Been having a good time.
Good. We're trying to enjoy it. All right, we'll check it out. But yeah, congratulations. Remind us, okay?
Hey, thank you guys. You guys get me through my mornings all the time. So I just want to tell you thank you for, again, letting me talk about her.
You bet.
Oh, thanks for listening.
All right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great weekend. All right. See you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Opportunities like that don't happen.
See, I wouldn't work on that show. You couldn't put me on some undercover show like that because I would say something terrible. Yes. I mean, I would be at karaoke night and it's Darius in disguise, and the behind the scenes footage would be me going back to my hotel and being like, okay, for starters, I hate this guy. And he always wants to sing Hootie and he sucks and I hated that band. And then now he does country and he's a total sellout. And the producers would be like, oh, we have to edit that out. I mean,
this is bad.
We got to go cut. They have to come in the room and go, don't say that. Like, that, it's
don't
Darius
say any
Rucker.
Of that.
And I'd be like, oh,
man.
And then it would cut to the show would air and it'd be all phony. I'd be like, I love his music.
It was so genuine.
Like, all right. Mm-hmm. I want to remind you guys out there in La La Land.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
All right, Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Well, HBO is going all in regards to Game of Thrones.
I saw that headline this morning and I got excited. I didn't get a chance to read it, so what's the deal?
So 4 Game of Thrones spinoffs are in development. You know, because Game of Thrones is coming to an end. We've got season 7 and then there's like season 8 and then basically that's it. And so the Golden Goose, HBO is trying to figure out how to squeeze some more eggs out of this thing. Well, they announced this week that they're exploring as many as 4 spinoffs to keep that whole GOT world rolling. They've signed development deals with a bunch of writers. At least two have worked one-on-one with Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin. So it's like they've tapped into the source material.
I've already got a new spinoff for you guys to watch called The Last Kingdom.
I saw that on Netflix. Okay.
Second season just came. You can tell they're totally tapping into
Game of Thrones.
What is it?
It's Game of Thrones. Nerds with swords.
Is it dragons and knights and horses and all that stuff?
The nitty gritty. What's happening with all these shows? It's like where Walking Dead was about zombies and then it became stupid plot lines between people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been bored of Game of Thrones. There's very few dragons, very few sword play.
It is.
Too much talk. And so far, I just started watching Last Kingdom. It's Vikings and they're killing British people. Like, it's people hiding in castles.
Sweet.
And really violent. Like, if you're jonesing for some sword play.
Then that's what I like.
The Last Kingdom on Netflix. I'm just saying.
It's worth watching. So HBO is bringing back, you know, season 7 of Game of Thrones debuts July 16th. And, you know, love it while it's there because it's going to be an abbreviated season. We're only getting like 7 episodes. And I guess Kristen Stewart going all in with all of her stuff, moving into her girlfriend, Victoria's Secret model Stella Maxwell. The two are going to be shacking up together.
Oh, my God. They're going to be the hottest lesbians in public. Yeah. They're like right out of central casting.
You say move in together, and I like, think pillow fight.
She cut her hair, like Kristen Stewart cut her hair, and they're always out in public wearing jean shorts. It's like, oh my God.
I guess they've both been really busy with work, but they try to stay together when they can. So Kristen really likes her, and I guess this is the deal that they're going to be. I guess Kristen Stewart, she's got an LA pad, and that's the one that they're going to be sharing. But I guess she's still holding on to her apartment in New York. So I guess if things go south,
she does
have a backup plan.
27. She's 27 now. We used to tease her about how kind of mumbly and painfully she wasn't. She was like the Michael Stipe of female actresses.
Yeah.
Right.
But man, Jimmy Fallon has her on all the time as a regular, and she's pretty funny. She's a pretty cool, like she's come into
cool
her
chick.
Own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. MTV movie,
I guess none of us realized that she was faking it all this long. You know, that romance with Robert Pattinson, my God, that had to have been hard. So she was faking it the whole time.
Yeah, because remember, they did it for the show. That's actually what came out, you know, that she's only dating
supposed to be in love with it's old school Hollywood. I mean, it's very.
But the deal is that when she cheated on him with a man. Yeah, I mean, do you remember the whole thing that broke them up is that she cheated on him with the married director of that Huntsman movie. And then that guy basically lost his wife, lost his career.
Again, that all seems rather orchestrated. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a reason
that
why.
lost everything.
He was wreckage in the deal. I'm not saying it didn't really happen, but I'm just saying the stuff that she's had to do. I mean, I don't know, Molly. Weren't you ever with anyone for the wrong reasons? Weren't you ever with anyone for the optics?
Yes, I'm sure.
Don't comment.
I mean, let me tell you this. I wasn't with a woman for the optics. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we've all dated somebody and you're like, I don't know if my heart's really in this, but it's never been like, or I could be dating a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's pretty all in.
Me and Party were young men at one point in our life. And
you dated a dude for optics.
No, we remember the girls that were kissing other girls.
Oh, God, yes.
And sometimes it was because they wanted to kiss the girls. And sometimes they were kissing the girls for us.
For us, for entertainment. But we paid them. And that was weird.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
This is all kidding.
They got more attention by kissing each other all of the boys in the room.
They would do it in the bars.
Oh, my God.
They would do it in the bars, all for attention. Yeah, those are the days.
That is your
celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hip music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, we'll get you qualified, actually, next hour for Pick Your Paradise. All right, so stay here and listen, man, and thanks for listening. By the way, if you miss anything, you can get us up on podcast. It's channel94.com. You can also get on iTunes, and it costs you nothing. And there's just tons of material there from past shows, including today's, which we'll be on a little bit later.
Yeah, look for your little pink purple button, icon on your iPhone, and go to the search thing and put into the Big Party Morning Show podcast, and boom.
You get instant laughter.
Subscribe. You can subscribe for free.
And tears.
Well, we also ask people to leave comments.
Yes, do leave comments.
For us, because that helps us out immensely.
It does.
I mean, we're not asking for money.
No,
just
not
asking
yet.
For comments and likes.
Yeah.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please do us a favor. Consider subscribing on iTunes. It's totally free, and feel free to leave us a review. It only takes a minute, and, you know, it really helps us build an audience, which is necessary for the survival of the show. So thanks again. You can also reach out to us at bigpartyshow@channel941.com, or specifically, if you want to reach out to one of us individually, you know what I'm saying, molly@channel941.com, jeff@channel941.com, or there's Big Party at channel941.com. Again, all individually, if you'd like to say something nice to Molly or even something mean to us, we can handle it. All right, again, but let's not forget, you need to visit our website, channel941.com. We leave some great links there to much of the stories that we talk about here on the podcast. We'd also like to see you on our Facebook page as well. It's at Big Party Show. We got Twitter, we got Instagram pages too. Find it, search it, like it, love it, do whatever you got to do. And you can also tune in to us live every morning, which you should be doing, Monday through Friday from 5 to 10:30 a.m. Central Time on Channel 94 FM in Omaha. You got a comment, you got a suggestion, whatever the case is, give us a call. Here's the number, 402-938-9400. Join in on the conversation. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time. So have a great rest of your day. And as always, do yourself good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.